Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the program. I am going to do an intuitive coaching session for everyone that listens to this show. So this message is for you. Get comfortable and I'll walk you through. It's going to be a bit different than what I do in a session one-on-one, but very close. And so hopefully this will help you achieve a goal or particular outcome. In case you're new to the program, I'm Amy Yancey of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. I'm an intuitive and a coach and a believer in law of attraction and goal setting and manifesting and really tapping into the divine wisdom that exists within us so that we can have more of what we want. If you are a seeker and you are working on a goal or you have a desire or there's something you're ready to shift in your life, consider booking a session with me or a package of sessions at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay, get comfortable. I want you to take a deep breath and really find some time to center yourself. Now, if you're listening to this and you're commuting or you're not in a place where you can take notes, don't worry. All the information will still apply. Your intuition will be firing and giving you information as I'm going through this reading. And more so, I want you to trust your own wisdom. And how to do that is, first, I want you to believe that you do have an intuition and it's working for you and it's working on your side. And then, as I'm going through each card, I want you to pay attention to what your intuition is drawing to your attention about each message. So maybe I'll read the card and give you some insight, give you my interpretation, and it sparks something in you. And you start getting some ideas and some concrete messages or a phrase jumps out at you. That's what you write down. That's what you pay attention to. Not every part of the message is going to be for every single person. But if you allow yourself to go on this journey, this intuitive coaching journey, you can really gain some insight about a particular aspect of your life that you are looking to create a transformation, reach a goal, or achieve your desired outcome. So again, take a deep breath. I'd like you to take three. You can do them solely through the nose if you want, or you can just breathe normally. But three really deep breaths. And now in this moment, I would like Spirit to bless this session, this time together, so that it's for the highest and greatest good of all those involved and that the exact message you need is clear and evident and you feel at peace and joy and love. We thank Spirit now for these crystal clear messages coming through so that we can all live the life of our dreams. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I say all these things in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, as I share each message for the cards, again, I want you to pay attention to what resonates with you, what is an aha, what makes your heart jump, because that is the exact message for you. And then after this, I'd like you to sit with your notes or sit with the ideas that popped in your mind and see where you can either take action or shift the way you've been viewing a situation or move into a greater place of clarity. Maybe you need to ask yourself some additional questions. Maybe you realize that the goal isn't for you. Maybe you realize the goal is so strong and you're on the right track and you just need to be a little more patient with yourself. Whatever it is, make note of it and really attempt to live that through so that you can welcome in that which you want. So I'm going to read a little bit differently than maybe you've heard me read in the past if you're a regular listener or if you've done a session with me. And I have this system that I've been using in my own life that I want to share with others. So now in this moment, I'd like you to picture your goal or desired outcome. Okay. Think of it in your mind. Do your best to see it as specifically as possible. And then if you are in a place where you can get paper and pen, I'd like you to write that goal down on the top part of your paper, wherever. And now let's take one more deep breath and I will pull some cards. So the first card I'm going to turn over is regarding the energy of where you are today. So this is telling you about the energy, an energetic report of where you are today as it relates to your goal. Trust. This is a new deck that I'm playing with, so I'm going to allow my spirit guides to really come in, but I'll read to you the message on the card. I trust that everything will be okay in the end, partly because I simply know it is it in my gut, but also because it's way more fun to live with trust and confidence than to be a defensive wiener. These are the affirmator cards. They are so funny. So I'm going to read it to you again. I love it. All of it makes sense. I trust that everything will be okay in the end, partly because I simply know it in my gut, but also because it's a way more fun to live with trust and confidence than it is to be a defensive wiener. Now, I want you to look at all the dimensions of this card. So I'll read the first line again and see if anything jumps out at you about this. I trust that everything will be okay in the end. So this is telling you where you are currently in the situation. You could be in a state of detachment, which is wonderful. It means that your goal is really around the corner. Or this card could be encouraging you to, that maybe you're holding on a little too tight and you need more trust that Spirit's going to work it out for you. Only you'll know what's right for you. Now the next line, partly because I simply know it in my gut, but also because it's way more fun to live with trust and confidence than to be a defensive wiener. Are you being defensive? Are you fighting against something? Is someone giving you their hopefully loving opinion, and maybe there's a nugget of truth in there, and maybe you're fighting against it? Or maybe you are not super excited with what has shown up. You've been pursuing one thing and something else keeps showing up. And maybe you're being defensive about that. Is there some insight in that situation that you need to explore, something you're going to gain? This is also a message, I really think, going back to my first point, that I think it's closer than you think, and it's time to move into a state of trusting. Your outcome is far more present than you can see. So maybe you're not seeing signs of it manifesting, but in your heart, if you really step out of your doubt, fear, worry, shame, pissed offness, you might see that you're far closer than you are, than you were yesterday, or what you thought this morning. So really tap into, am I trusting and I just don't know it? Is it so close and I can feel it in my gut, but I'm tired of waiting for it? And I understand the journey can be long when we're trying to find alignment, particularly things that are much bigger than us. Maybe you are really stretching yourself outside of your comfort zone. And so it can seem like a long way to get there, but this is a time to trust and know that all will be well. And just like the card says, everything will be okay. Everything will be okay. That is really the secret to manifesting our desired outcome, is believing deep within us that everything will be okay, everything's manifesting in divine perfect timing, and this is a space to trust. So that is the message for the energy of where you are today in relationship to your goal. The second card is the energy surrounding your desired outcome. So this is telling you, once you're there, whatever there is, and there might look a bit differently than what you're picturing in your mind right now, but the feeling around it is equivalent to what you're picturing. And so this next card is going to tell you what's the energy surrounding your desired outcome. Worthiness, or another way of saying worthiness. I am worthy of the unlimited happiness. You know, it is worthiness. It's the way it's written that I was like, wait a minute, I've not seen that before. Worthiness. I am worthy of ultimate happiness. I deserve and accept it. And damn it, I am not going to feel guilty about it when I get it. Guilt is not invited to my happiness party. I won't even tell him where it is. If he asks about it, I'll be like, no, I think you're thinking of something else. And then I'll run away very quickly. So one more time, because we talked about guilt this week. I am worthy of the ultimate happiness. I deserve and accept it. And damn it, I'm not going to feel guilty about it when I get it. Guilt is not invited to my happiness party. I won't even tell him where it is. If he asks about it, I'll be like, no, I think you're thinking of something else. And then I'll run away very quickly. I love these cards. They are so sweet and so perfect. And they showed up in my life in such a perfect, magical way. So the energy around your desired outcome is worthiness. It's also, I think this is a message that we're in relationship to where you are today, be mindful if you are possibly looking to create something and you might feel guilty about it. And now I'm not saying guilty in the sense that, oh, you've done something wrong. I'm saying guilty in the sense that, wow, this is so amazing. Do I deserve to have a life that's this amazing? And so do that work now. Go ahead and clear that out now so that you can fully have your happiness party when your desired outcome emerges. So, or my spirit guides are jumping in here and they're saying, this may also be blocking your desired outcome. As if you're feeling any sense of guilt or I don't deserve, but this message is coming to you to say, hey, tap into your worthiness now because that's the place you're going to be in when it shows up. Also tap into your happiness now. And what they're showing me is that many of you are wanting things that the goal or the desired outcome, that they're showing me a lot of pressure. You feel a lot of pressure. And I've talked about this. This is the word that's been coming forward a lot as I get on here. And much of my messages on the podcast are channeled, really. I just kind of tune into where spirit is guiding me. And so one of the words that came up, I believe in the show I did about dating recently, was pressure, feeling pressure. And I think this is a time to let go of that pressure. You've made it up in your mind. And maybe, you know, if it's a financial issue or a health issue, those pressures will feel very real. But know that your mastery of a situation, your ability to handle it, really emerges from within. So say you are praying for a greater abundance of health and money, then that abundance starts within you and believing that you are worthy of it, believing that you can have your desired outcome, and really letting go of the guilt. I also love that this talks about party. And maybe it's time for you to start celebrating that you're hoping for now. So, you know, maybe you've been putting some things on the back burner, or maybe to activate that energy, you might say you're looking to manifest X number of dollars and you're going to take a vacation with it. Go ahead and start looking at the cost of flights and when you would go and how you would travel and what you would see on the trip and really map it out. Acting as if it's already here. Celebrating as if it's already here. Maybe you just need to take yourself out for a beer and be like, yes, I did it. Because from that place, not only will you create more spaciousness, which I've been talking about a lot, so that heavenly hands can come in and deliver you your manifestation, but it also takes that pressure off. Yes, what you want is important. And yes, you might feel a sense of urgency around it. And yes, maybe there is some type of clock within you that says, we've got to get moving on this. I need this now. But I want to, I hope that you can see that that's not going to be the path that gets you there. The path that gets you there is going to be feeling worthy, trusting that things are going to happen, really tapping into your divine happiness, really celebrating as if it were so. And then definitely kick guilt completely out of the equation. You deserve to have what you want. You deserve to have what you want. Now, my spirit guides are reminding me that I need to repeat this a lot. Now, if your desired outcome is a particular person, or even they're jumping in, they're saying even a particular job, say you've interviewed for a particular job, everybody has free will. And just as, you know, many of our manifestations involve other people, but if it's involving someone having to see, view, choose you in a very particular light, you might be squeezing out God. And what I mean by this is that if there is a job that you're going for and you truly want it, I would encourage you to imagine that there is another job just like it. Maybe it's in a different organization. Maybe you need to go and look for it and see if it's out there. What we're doing is we're creating some detachment from the outcome so that each individual person involved in your situation in that job search and you being chosen for that job gets the freedom to make the best decision for them. And it's not necessarily this particular job or this particular person, though I do understand that there's probably something very enchanting about those very specific desires. It might be coming from a place of lack and a place of, oh, there's not enough out there for me. There's not enough jobs. There's not enough partners for me to date. And that pressure can really keep us from feeling worthy and keep us from feeling happy and keep us from trusting the process, because we've pushed God out of the equation. We've pushed the alchemy out of the equation, meaning there are many, many, many possibilities for you. And so getting too attached to one particular outcome, one particular person, one particular job might keep you from your highest and greatest good. And why not? Don't you want something that makes you feel fantastic? And my spirit guides are saying, Amy, there are people out there who are saying, no, I want what I want. All right, go for it. But do remember that everybody has free will, and you will feel better if you are open to the fact that you can find something that is a match to that vibration. So if it's a man, you want to find a man that matches the vibration of the man that you want. Or if it's a job, you want to find something else that matches the vibration of that. And I'm not trying to put more work on your plate or tell you can't have what you want or add some extra steps. All I'm trying to do is welcome in some non-attachment and some spaciousness so that you can allow the magic of spirit to really come in and deliver you a miracle. This is your testimony. So let's make it a glorious testimony by being open and receptive to all possibilities. You will still get what you want. And really, if you think about it, you know, if it's a mate, you want to feel loved, you want to feel connected. That doesn't have to be one particular person. It can be someone else who's wonderful. And maybe with work, you want to feel appreciated for your skill set. You want to use your gifts and talents. You want to be compensated well. You want that job to be close to where you live. Whatever it is, I promise you, there's probably another option that will make you feel just as good. Now, if you do have a very specific goal that you want, and you do want things to happen a certain way because it's attached to other things in your life, as long as it doesn't limit anyone's free will, want it, 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 want it. and believe it's possible for you. So, and now, the third card. The third card will tell you exactly what you need to do to find harmony between trust and worthiness, or in other words, where you are today and where you want to go. This is interesting. This one came up for me too as I was doing a reading very similar to this one. Everyone is a teacher. Everyone I cross paths with is a teacher in that moment. The ones who give me the fun lessons are the ones I call friends. The ones who give me the hard lessons I sometimes call a-holes. They've chosen a tough job, but someone's got to do it. So today I'm thanking all the a-holes. Thank you, a-holes, for playing your part in making me a better person. So this card is telling you, you know, how do you go from where you are today, wherever you are on the trust scale, to wherever you are on the worthiness scale? And it's really looking at all those who have shown up in your life as teachers, as opportunities to learn and grow, even the things that you really don't want to deal with or that are really challenging, or you're like, why did it go that way? Or, you know, hey, why did it need to be that hard? Look at all of this as an opportunity to learn. Now, ask your intuition specifically, what am I meant to learn at this stage in my journey as it relates to what I want? What do I need to learn? Why do I need to learn it? How will this situation make me a better person? And as you dig through your mind, see if you can start to live those out. So I'll give you an example. So maybe you uncover that the lesson is you need to be a better saver. Maybe you're looking to manifest an increase in income. And maybe the lesson is you got to save. So what I would do, that would be, okay, what lessons have I learned about saving? You know, what lessons do I need to continue to learn? What has made my life particularly difficult as it relates to saving? You'll know. It'll pop in your mind exactly what it is. I'm just using savings as an example right now. And then you might want to do a little research or put together a little plan for yourself. My spirit guides are saying, definitely put together a plan as to how you will save in the future. So maybe if you are looking for a new job and, you know, one of the struggles has been you haven't been putting money away, it might call you to ask for more, you know, in your offer, you know, ask for more money and then commit to saving X percentage of it. Whatever it is, you don't have to be perfect. As you are learning these lessons, you don't have to suddenly reinvent and become a whole new person. Some people will, but I say just challenge yourself to make 10% of a bit of growth. Just 10%. I was reading on a blog recently, 1%. So whatever degree of, you know, growth you want to accomplish at this stage of your journey, do seek to grow, but you get to decide how much. There's no right or wrong. You're not going to be left behind. Timing is on your side. As Spirit has for you to learn more, those lessons will come up very directly and very clearly. So, again, this card is telling you to trust that everything that is showing up right now is a teacher, and that some people are going to, some lessons and some situations involving people are going to feel like fun lessons, and then there are others that are going to feel more challenging, but they're both valid. And thank all those involved for being there to support you in your mind. Maybe it's somebody who is being a complete asshole and it's difficult to thank them. You may need to forgive them, but thank the universe or spirit or the divine, however way you want to call it, for allowing that person to show up in your life so that you can learn a particular lesson. Or my spirit guides are showing me in my mind's eye, a dear friend of mine is in a living situation and not enjoying her neighbors. And so it has helped her see that, you know, I really want to buy my own place, and I want, even if it's small, I'd rather have my own place than to live, you know, around neighbors in this type of setting. So you never know what it is but be open to an answer. When I say you never know what it is in the beginning, but this card is encouraging you to look for it instead of waiting for hindsight, to see hindsight now, to have that clarity now, so that you can move into a state of worthiness so that you can have what you want. I hope that's helpful. I feel like it went well. These cards are so cute. They're, again, the Affirmators. I'll spell it. AFFIRMATORS! Exclamation point. I had asked a very law of attraction experience. I love the law of attraction when it's really easy. I love it all the time, but sometimes things are just amazes me how quickly they happen. And yesterday, I was talking to my spirit guides in the morning, and I was pulling cards for myself, and I said, you know, I'd really like to have more decks that aren't Doreen Virtue. And it's not that I don't love the cards that she made, but since her energy is not fully supporting those cards anymore, she's renounced the cards. I want some other energy, right? And I respect her journey, but I was like, you know, I've only known those cards, or I have, you know, I have some other decks, but I really have only known hers. And so then my neighbor, who I don't think is New Age, but she works at a UPS or shipping store, and she said that packages that don't get picked up after a period of time, that they get to open the boxes and they can have what they give the things to the employees. And so she brought me these cards, these affirmators. I think it's affirmators. I don't know why I want to read everything differently today. 50 affirmation cards to help you help yourself without the self-helpiness. I love self-helpiness, but these are pretty fun self-helpiness, actually. So she, I mean, I was on the radio yesterday, if you heard the show from yesterday, it ended pretty abruptly because she was knocking on the door and she handed me these cards. I was taken aback. I was like, wow, I had just asked the universe for another deck, and here it is. So I hope you've enjoyed this message. I send you so much love and joy. I know what it's like when you want something and you want it badly, and I pray that this helped you get there. You know, now be in a state of trusting. Know that you can celebrate now what you want, and that your desired outcome is surrounded with worthiness and joy and love and light. And the way you get the space between those two areas is really trusting that everything that's showing up is a teacher. Everything that's showing up is an opportunity to expand and step into your brilliance, because you truly deserve to live a magical, wonderful, joyful, stress-free, peaceful, abundant, prosperous life. Till next week, I'm Amy Yancey. You can find me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take care of yourselves.